بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد abstaining from doubtful things سيدنا نعمان ابن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that he heard نبي أكرم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying indeed halal is clear and haram is also clear but there are many aspects between the two which are unclear to most people. Whoever abstains from these doubtful things will be safeguarding his deen as well as his honor, and whoever indulges in these will get trapped in haram. It is just like the case of a shepherd who allows his animals to graze near the border of the royal pasture. Very shortly, the animals will cross over into the royal pastures. In this manner, every king has his boundaries, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also has his boundaries. The boundaries of Allah are the forbidden things. Note, many times in life, a person is faced with a situation where he does not know if something is halal or haram. In such cases, the Sharia instructs that a person refrains from that matter. The reason for this is that a person approaches haram gradually, and this would take him a step closer to perpetrating haram. One who advances in such doubtful issues will become bold in perpetrating haram. The following hadith is a precise example of how indulging in doubtful things could be a cause of perpetrating haram. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once passed by a date that was lying on the road. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, had I not feared this date being of charity, I would have consumed it. Consuming charity was haram upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abstained due to the doubt. This is a typical example of a doubtful thing leading to haram. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.